Good morning, it's Paul Foster for WNCW, and welcome into this week's Friday Feature Interview of the Week. Well, we do an annual visit each year with our friend Russell Wicker, who's the director of the Foundation Performing Arts and Conference Center here at Isothermal Community College. And Russell, good to see you again.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me back.
We talk about it being an annual visit, and the reason so is this is the time of year where you tell us all about what's coming for the upcoming season. Of course, that brings us to what's going to be your 2017-18 season.
That's right, and we're excited about next season. We've got a lot for a lot of different people. We always have our nostalgia acts. Folks love the nostalgia this year. We got the Coasters on November 16th. Temptations Review on February 17th, which is Valentine's weekend, by the way. We've got a tribute show this year, Hotel California, the original Eagles tribute we've brought back because we have big demand. And we always want to do some country music. This year, put together an evening called Evening of Brothers and Sisters, and we're going to feature the Maupas Brothers and the Quaby Sisters. So we're excited about those shows, but I got to tell you, I'm really excited about two other shows.
Certainly sounding good so far. Russell, go ahead and tell us about the newcomers.
The first one is called The Suffers, S-U-F-F-E-R-S. They're out of Houston, and they combine rock, country, Latin, southern hip-hop, and some Muscle Shoals-era influences into what they're calling Gulf Coast Soul. It's a 10-piece ensemble, a bunch of young studio-quality musicians with a lead singer that sounds like a combination of Gladys Knight and Tina Turner. And people have heard them on NPR's Tiny Desk concert. They played the Newport Folk Festival and Austin City Limits Music Festival. So they're up and coming, released their second album so far. And then I'll have another young performer, Lucia Micarelli. Now, what an interesting past. She's a violinist, and she's toured as a feature violinist with the likes of Josh Groban and Chris Bode, Barbara Streisand, and Jethro Tull. Now, talk about a different group of people. She plays classical, of course. She plays pop and jazz, but she puts her own twist on a lot of her music, and she's going to be touring with a septet. Other people may know her because she played Annie on the HBO series Tremé, which is set in New Orleans. I was a real Tremé fan anyway, because of the music, really. But we're excited about that, and that's our shows for our regular season. People can get season tickets by, you know, picking any three or more shows and save money with that. But, you know, we have a couple of other shows that we're part of that aren't part of the season, but we have produced in a continuation of what we do every year.
This is WNCW's Friday Feature Interview of the Week as we continue discussing the upcoming 2017-18 season of entertainers and musicians at the Foundation Performing Arts and Conference Center on the campus of ICC with Russell Wicker.
We've got Marty Stewart and his Fabulous Superlatives coming in August 5th. And, of course, you guys are a media sponsor for that show. We're excited about Marty. We're also producing our annual Veterans Concert. That will be on Veterans Day, November 10th. This year, we're going to feature the Old 74 Jazz Band and the Community Chorus of Rutherford County. Concert is free to all veterans. After the show, we'll have fireworks over Lake Imogene. Everybody's got to come out and see the fireworks over Lake Imogene. We also have Mountain Faith Band coming back for us. They played Going Across the Mountain live a couple of times in the past, and then they were on America's Got Talent. Just got too big for us. No, actually, they just got too busy to be available. But they're coming in with a special guest, Sadie Robertson of Duck Dynasty fame, who is a motivational speaker. Anyway, they're doing a fundraising show for a foundation they're a part of on November 18th. And then certainly one of the biggest things of the year is our Going Across the Mountain Live, WNCW's tribute to their great Saturday show this year featuring Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver, and I think Dennis has got a couple of other guys in mind. He hasn't shared that with me yet, but you can go ahead and get tickets for all of these shows now. Call in the box office, go online. They're all available and will be.
Speaking of Dennis Jones, he's always excited when he works with you and he gets the lineup and things in place for the Going Across the Mountain concert that we do each year. So knowing that Dole Lawson and other surprises are coming, that'll be something for our audience out there to look forward to. So many other artists you mentioned we play and know very well, Russell. So a great season forthcoming. And we'll remind everybody about how they can get their tickets and talk to you and your staff directly. I do want you to hit for a minute when we talk about our beautiful foundation here at Isothermal, that groups and organizations, if they had a need to use some of your facility, tell us about that.
Yes, absolutely. The facility is available because it's Performing Arts Center and a conference center. So we have a 1,300-seat auditorium, state-of-the-art, great facility, plenty of seats. We also have 7,500 square feet of meeting and banquet space. In the past, we've done everything from proms and wedding receptions to trade shows, job fairs. It's great. Open facility that you can set up and invite the public in or have private events. Got our own list of caterers available to you, so we're ready to take care of anybody's needs. So all they got to do is call me and see if we're available, and we'll get them set up.
And let's remind everybody the website and phone number to get in touch with you.
Our website is foundationshows.org. That's shows, plural. And then our phone number for the box office is 828-286-9990.
As soon as we wrap up and I go back across the hall to my desk, I'm going to put on the calendar the Eagles tribute band. I definitely want to see that one. Missed it last time. And what was that lady's name again that has played from Barbara Streisand to Jethro Tull?
Lucia Micarelli. That sounds great. We've got a seat for you, Paul. Okay. Count on it.
It's always good to see Russell Wicker. Of course, he's the executive director of our Foundation Performing Arts and Conference Center here at Isothermal. And we thank you so much for sharing what's coming for the 2017-18 season.
Thanks so much for having me, Paul.
You're very welcome. That's our Friday feature interview of the week from WNCW. Remember, we also provide them as a podcast on our website, wncw.org. I'm Paul Foster.